The best reality show is on right now. It's called Newlyweds. It's the best show since The Osbournes. I loved The Osbournes. It was like The Addams Family, but they had two Pugsleys. Newlyweds is about this girl named Jessica Simpson. She's a genetically formed Aryan laboratory recombinant DNA space age experiment, Barbie doll Tootsie Roll, who's been sent to our world to make us feel awful about the way we look. Now, she's called a singer, which I think is a generous description of her job. I'm not a fan. And I don't think I should be, because I'm not an 11-year-old who's taken a near-mortal blow to the head with a wiffle ball bat. So it would be difficult for me to enjoy her music as much as I might. She's from that new school of singing, right? You know, I'm from the old school. Remember when singers used to, what do they call it? Sing, that's it. They would sing. For the younger people, let me explain this to you. Singers would sing a song. There'd be a melody, they'd sing that melody, then it would be over, and everyone would have cake and whatnot. Good times. Then came that weird Mariah Carey, Celine Dion scare of the mid-90s, where the song was no longer a melody that you served. The song is an adversary. And it's not gonna get the best of you. You're gonna prison bitch that fucking song. You're gonna pimp slap it, have violent intercourse with it in every orifice of its melody, leave it bleeding in a ditch, and go for low-fat soy lattes. You're gonna point at every note in the air and shoot it down like it's the last passenger pigeon on its way across the United States. You're gonna brutalize that song, because no song will get the best of you. Volume ensures quality. And then, of course, she always says, sing along, y'all! Even though there's no possibility you could sing along, unless you were a dog in a girdle being pulled apart by two bulldozers. And you can achieve the piercing level where raccoons are exploding and people's glass eyes were popping out of their head. Helicopters dropping headless cats down on a field of budgies while broken glass is being broken by garbage trucks full of bottles. If you were from Jupiter, you'd be like, this is the sweet music of the asteroid belt. Kind of a, just a horrible shrieking feedback level. So she married this guy. She doesn't know his name. And I think he was excited when they first were wed because she is what the kids call a hottie. And he thought, oh, nifty kittens. Now, each evening I will ascend to the top of Mount Aryan and inseminate my toe-headed love doll. But then the trouble arose because Jessica's been allowed to talk during their marriage. And as Shakespeare observed, aye, there's the rub. Now I think the only thought coursing through his brain is, what blunt object can I find to beat her head into salsa? Because in a year's time, he's almost certain to club her to death with a niblick. Knowing that by then everyone in the country will have seen the show and there's not a jury in the world that would convict him. Mr. Lachey, is it not true on the night of May 9th, you took a golf club and beat your wife senselessly about the head and shoulders? Yes, I did, Your Honor. Case dismissed. Here's $50, go get dinner. Grateful public thanks you. Insufficient evidence. Because Jessica's chief characteristic, the defining characteristic of her personality, aside from her enormous grill. Oh, she's got teeth. She's got many teeth. She's got more teeth than any other human alive. She's like a great white shark. If you knock one of her teeth out, she grows another one. There's like escalating rows of teeth in her mouth. She's got a formidable wall of SS ivory rocking that mouth, man. Her teeth are like a Civil War graveyard, row after row of marble monuments in perpetuity. Her defining, thank you, that joke is hysterically funny. The rest of the crowd, I don't know what the fucking problem is.
He said Civil War, and I don't know, somehow I'm vaguely offended.
I don't know. Whatever. Whatever fucking nonsense is running through your minds. I can't speak for your internal dialogue. I can only refute it. I dare you to go see Larry the fucking Cable Guy and have him break off a Baroque descriptive sentence like that. Just by way of comparison. Since I know some of the people with more rancor in their hearts are thinking about the comics they love. Well, that Gallagher, he'd just take a piece of fruit and smash the shit out of it. There's your joke. Wouldn't have to go on and on and on with his fancy words. And cut to the chase. What are you, Larry McMurtry with all the... Jessica Simpson's chief characteristic, the characteristic you shall know her by, is that she's, how do I put this? Breathtakingly stupid. She's exhilaratingly stupid. She's a rainforest of stupid. She's a tsunami of stupid. She's a thunderclap of stupid. She's a thrill ride of stupid. She's a log flume of stupid. She's Six Flags over fucking stupid. She's so goddamn stupid, when she walks by a library, books get angry and burst into flame. She's Britney Spears without the keen intellect. She's Christina Aguilera without the piercing insight. She's Beyonce without the debating skills. She's Maya, her brain is like, whoa. So they go to a restaurant with this other couple that they higgity-hang with, right? And this other couple's neither as wealthy nor as good-looking as them, which proves Sartre's theory that hell is other people. So they go to a restaurant like Hooters or Chili's or Friday's, you know, one of those places you'd go if you had $1 million. So there they are, having some gourmet buffalo chicken wings. When suddenly, Jessica is seized with a thought. And the world shifts slightly on its axis. Suddenly Antarctica's all heated up and penguins are like, woo, it's murder down here. Someone crack a window. This is like Houston on the 4th of July. There's lots of moisture, but it's fucking hot. I'm sweating in the shower down here. Because it's difficult to ascertain how much information Jessica is deriving at any given moment. Because her face in repose is a pizza of discomfiture and query. I mean, where you would see a person or a car, she just sees like swirling oblongs and fractals. Everything looks like the Matrix, just green numerals running up and down a wall, unfathomable, eternal. So there they are, Jessica holding a buffalo chicken wing in her tiny, perfectly formed, manicured hand. Theorizing, philosophizing, cogitating over the eternal conundrum that is the buffalo chicken wing. Not since Einstein in 1905 has someone applied the brain power towards solving a riddle like Jessica is at the Hooters with a chicken wing in her hand. The blood pounding through her veins like natives' drums along the Orinoco. You can fairly hear the steam singing from her ears. And at long last, and after much epic, uffish thought, she posits. I don't eat buffalo. How long, oh Lord, did you lie by the side of the road in a shallow ditch being pelted by rocks and hubcaps and flotsam and jetsam and effluvium? How many gallons of silicone and lead-based paint have you drank through a funnel? How many blows have you taken to the occipital lobe with a ball-peen hammer? How much fever did you endure at birth? How rusty were the forceps that extracted you untimely from your mother's womb in order for you to entertain the infinitesimally slim notion, the ridiculously tiny idea, the almost unfathomable thought that buffalo enjoy the gift of flight? And that their wings would be so small and slathered in ranch dressing. Thank you very much and good night, ladies and gentlemen.